Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
Here's our hosts, Steve Collins, and Bill Flitter.
All right, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Came off a good tournament win. All my teams, three teams.
That's good.
Five and one. 6-0 last week, 5-1 this week. So, knock on wood, we're on a roll right now. Girls are working hard, working the blitz offense. It was so fun to see.
Okay, Coach, so tell them about the Blitz offense.
So go to blitzattackoffense.com. It's an offense I created. I was getting frustrated with the five out. People weren't moving in the right spots. So I looked at it, stepped back, and said, okay, I need an offense specifically for youth that gets everyone involved. There's such a disparity, as you know, Coach, on a team. You got your girls who are boys, but good basketball IQ, and those that are just starting out. And I wanted to get everybody involved, and the blitz attack offense does that. Easy to learn, quick to teach, and you can literally teach the foundation level in one practice. So go to blitzattackoffense.com, check it out.
Awesome. So what's today's, I like today's topic. It's about playing time. It's a good youth topic, I think.
We're going to talk about the, what are we talking about today, Coach, man?
At what point? This is funny. We're both a little punchy. It's about equal playing time, right? When, at what point do you go from earning playing time?
Oh, yeah. Earning the merit. Yeah.
The merit playing base time.
Or, yeah.
God. So I'm older than Coach Bill.
Jeez, I
you
totally.
Just had a senior moment.
Talking about playing time. I had a senior moment.
Just had a senior.
I phrased it differently. That's why it caught me off guard.
Okay.
We're talking about the concept of when do you go from everyone plays to merit based on whatever you want to, as a coach, you want to factor in attendance, skill, enthusiasm, whatever it is. So it is a struggle. And obviously some leagues, if you're listening to this, right, and you're in a league like a rec league or CYO league, YMCA, whatever it might be, your league might have specific rules, the all play rules, right? That's one thing. But what about if your league doesn't have any rules and you're maybe an AAU coach and
right.
How should you think about that at the youth level?
How much time we have here.
Seriously.
So I think there's different levels. I think the high school, you know, I think there's different levels of youth that really come into play as far, and there's different ages. So I think how you deal with an 8-year-old and how you deal with a 14-year-old, I would consider both of them youth players differently. I think it comes down to the league. I kind of think now it comes down to the players. I think it comes down to the age.
So I'll add one more factor in that, which is game specific.
No, I think that's true too. What do you mean by game specific?
So great example. I talked about the tournament we were in. We were playing a team one, really good team. I'll admit everyone played in the game against this really good team, but it wasn't equal. I kept my starters in much longer. Then next game, we were far superior team and everyone played, and my starters sat a lot or played a lot less, and I let the other players in a lot longer, or some sort of give and take of that, right? So no, I'm very fortunate. I have a great group of kids. They show up all the time. They're all working hard to get better. Some of them, are even working after practice, doing stuff on their own. So I'm very blessed that way. So knock on wood. It is a hard thing though, right? Even in those games where you're playing a really good team and you're looking down the bench and the team is looking up at you thinking, oh, he's going to put me in now. Right.
Right.
That is tough. It's a tough thing, but I think you're right on that. At some point, as long as you explain that to your kids, what you're going to do and how you're going to base playing time on it, it's very
transparent. Very transparent. It's I think there's an issue too. It's like there's coaches that are listening to this that some of them are rec leagues, like they're recreational leagues, or not. So I think that's where the league matters.
Yeah, the league rules.
There's recreation where they're just trying to get them to love the sport. Then it's going to be more probably equal playing time. But if you're traveling, 700 miles and in a competitive, summer AAU program, it maybe is a little bit more not equal playing time. Depends on the program, all that goes kind of stuff. So I think there's multiple variables going on here that this is not a black and white yes and no answer.
Correct. Yeah. I always take the philosophy though. Oh, sorry, coach.
No. I think it's game specific too. I love your example of game specific.
I love to win just like the next coach, but I go back to my definition of what's a win. I had this girl who yesterday said to me, oh my gosh, coach, this was so much fun. I actually got to play. My previous coach wouldn't let me play. I'm like, that's a win. I mean, we did that win in the game, but that's a win. Like, she's going to be back. She's going to show up for practice next week because she's like, oh, I got to play. Man, I could even get more minutes if I work at it a little bit harder, right?
Right.
So at the youth level, you hinted at it, which is, it's also, it's program specific. What are you trying to do in your program? My program is a developmental program. And what I mean by that is, I want, my magic wand situation is all the girls that come through my program, they're playing in high school. That's my ideal situation. Every single one of them plays in high school. Doesn't mean they're going to, as freshmen, they're going to make varsity, but they're playing and they're good enough to make the basketball team. Right.
Right.
And they love the game. Now, why is that important to me? Because I just think they're kids and you play basketball. It's play, right?
Right.
Now, I also know some other leagues and are some other teams in our area and everywhere is we play to win, period. And if that means, we're five people, we'll play five people. If it means, and I've heard stories, right? It's like, you make a mistake, you're out of the game, right? That's a whole nother thing. But so I, program specific, game specific, right?
And it's also, you don't also want kids to fail. So you don't like your example, you don't, I don't want to put in number 11 when they're playing the best team in our region. Because they're going to get discouraged. And they're going to get discouraged. And so there's a very, that's why I'm saying I don't think it's the perfect yes, no answer on it. I think there's some, and it's hard because you've got a lot of youth coaches that maybe aren't necessarily, this is their accountants or their lawyers or their, whatever their job is. And now they're trying to come and coach. So that's where we're here to help with coaching youth hoops, right? Right, coach?
That's right. Yeah.
.com. Go over and check out coachingyouthhoops.com.
And check out the Facebook group. Join the Facebook group. Again, go to groups and search Coaching Youth Hoops. It's one of the largest youth basketball groups.
The largest. I think Facebook. It's the largest youth one in the world. Yeah,
purely focused on youth basketball.
Purely. Yeah. Just Coaching Youth Hoops.
Yeah.
That's all we do. We talk about youth basketball.
All right, how do we put this? Well, I was going to say, how do we put this thing in a nice bow? What's the takeaway for coaches? I mean, I think you just have to set the rules for your team and organization. If you don't have that through your league, you as a team, as a maybe AAU program, have to be very transparent and clear and have that as an objective of, because obviously, people are paying, especially on an AAU team, they're paying thousands of dollars.
Right.
They want to see their kid play.
They do. They do.
Right.
So it's like anything in life, communication, transparency, truth, at the end of my basketball season, during the basketball season, I have very truthful conversations. Now I'm not dealing with a 7-year-old.
So
it's a little bit different, but I can have those conversations with the adult that's looking after that 7-year-old.
That's right. Yeah. And
to be honest, it's like, it's better to be honest,
right. Yeah.
Mackenzie is here, and I don't want to put her in the situation where Mackenzie's going to get frustrated. Here's what Mackenzie needs to work on. Mm-hmm. I'm here to help Mackenzie, blah, 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 whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think you got to have those. And I think that's the takeaway for this is there is no one right or wrong answer, depending on where or what level you're coaching, but communicating what your expectations are, practice, attendance, ability, playing time. It's nothing ticks a parent off more than they think their kid's going to play and then they don't. They're the right. Wrong. Like my son was on an AU program when he was like in third or fourth grade. He wasn't ready for that AU program. I knew it. And I pulled him quickly because we went to a couple of tournaments. He didn't play and he shouldn't have played at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it was too high a level for him. So I found a better level for him. I knew that. I talked to the person that was running it. It's like I was pretty honest. So that's
and that was the right thing to do. Yeah,
the right thing to do for him.
Mm-hmm, for him, yeah.
But I didn't. It wasn't my self-inflated ego. It's like, well, I want him to play. I want him to be better. I'm not mad that he's not playing because he shouldn't be. I think that's the takeaway. All right. Anything else, Coach?
That's it for this episode.
All right.
Until next time.
And my dog, Sanibel, said, we're done. Bye.
We're done.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.